memorial.
Dear brother, I wept for you.
Perhaps if you'd looked for me in the room where you were weeping. Because it turns out that's where I was.
These past months have been so hard for us.
Hard for you? Right. Because it was so easy for me.
Phew. I'm glad about that.
No, it was not easy. Not. I was tortured. Now get out.
Very well.
But I'm your best friend, Pip-Bin.
No, I need a new best friend, for this one is broken.
I felt hurt, angry, and betrayed. That night my dreams were worse than ever.
So now you know.
Mr. Benevolent, are you real this time?
More real than the love your family showed you.
You are right, even though you are an evil hallucination.
Who can you trust?
No one.
Who can you love?
Oh, I know this one. Is it no one again?
My anger and madness increased when I made certain financial discoveries.
Rightly. Your memorial has cost an enormous sum of money.
Well, can you put a price on such a gift, dear husband?
Yes. Harry, your rescuing device cost twice as much, and it never even worked.
Just wait till the vernal equinox.
I have not wasted your money.
Then what about this enormous invoice for tissues and a tear mop?
It is only money.
Only my money. And it did not betray me or leave me in Mr. Benevolent's clutches. I know now that cold, hard cash is better than warm, soft people.
I instantly became a reclusive miser and retreated to my bedroom where I lay surrounded by piles of cash. I was insane. And not in a slightly over-eccentric, actually a bit of a laugh way like an uncle who collects potatoes, but cruelly, bitterly insane, like an old woman who boils cats. And I remained in that state until Harvest Festival Eve, a traditional time of feasting, frolics, and fun. But not for me. I lay in bed cuddling a teddy bear I'd made out of banknotes, hating the happiness around me. I finally fell asleep, but was awoken by a terrible sound. It sounded like chains being dragged across the floor. The sound came closer and closer until it stopped outside my room. The door began to open, and my fear grew great indeed.
Hello. I brought these heavy chains to secure your door. I thought if I helped you keep your money safe, you might stop hating me.
Do not worry, Harry. I shall not stop hating you.
Well, there are the chains anyway. I'll leave them at the foot of the bed.
He left, looking like that most miserable of fish, the Saddock. I fell asleep again, but once more was awoken by a strange sound.
That sound? Is it rustling wheat?
I am the ghost of Harvest Festival Past.
Come closer, spirit, that I may see your face.
Very well.
Who left those shocking chains? Where was I?
I looked at the dread spirit. His trousers were sheaves of wheat, and he had a jacket of sliced tomatoes. On his head was a hat made of tins of soup, and he had ears of corn.
I come to impart moral lessons via means of visions and possibly some shouting. But let's get going. Behold the past!
He waved his arms wildly, sending slices of tomato flying. And suddenly, my room was full of mist. As it cleared, a bright light shone behind me, casting strange images onto the wall.
Behold, Harvest Festival some years ago.
Is that your vision? Shadow puppets.
Past is a shadowy place, and we are mere puppets of fate.
Tenuous.
See? Are the shadows not happy?
They look like two slightly rubbish rabbits.
Then listen.
Oh, happy Harvest Festival, Pip-Bin, and to you, Harry Biscuit.
That's just you doing the voices.
Question not the visions.
But I am. I'm questioning the visions.
It's just establishing that last Harvest Festival, you had a family and were happy, all right? Now, Behold, Harvest Festival, prison!
Again he waved his arms, and mist and flying tomatoes filled the room. There was a...